Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
putting together an apology for somebody to which you owe one.
I think maybe you should be thinking about your actions and what you're going to say if you're doing that.
Yeah, but you might want to relax a little bit, you know, listen to the podcast.
So right.
Get your mind in a good space and then, of course, stop listening to the podcast and formally construct the apology. Reason being is because there's a lot of apologies on the show today.
Three.
Three.
There's actually, only two will be on the podcast.
Yeah,
true. One of them, we're sorry, we're not even putting it on the podcast.
Yeah, usually Alpha Box is on the podcast, but we had a few tech issues. Not from our end, but it's not going up. Shout out to Greggy though from
Greg from Pontville.
You had a red hot crap, but we had
tech
phone
issues.
Line issues.
Yeah. This is difficult to listen to.
Yeah, a lot of people messages.
I was about to ask you as the keeper of the socials,
make
a
it
bit
stop
of feedback
from people.
Yeah.
It sounds awful.
Make it stop.
The thing was Greggy from Pontville couldn't hit it. As far as he was concerned,
it was all fine.
He was listening on the phone, so he was fine. It was everyone else.
So people say, make it stop.
Yeah. Someone messaged us and said, make it stop.
Upsetting that came through at 7:30, which is
just
weird.
For the record, it sounded great from outside.
Oh, here we go.
Just,
they were great on the phones outside.
Yeah, people don't know. See, so when you call the show, if you've never called the show before, you get producer Grace first before you get Nath. She's the gatekeeper of Jimmy and Nath. And it's common in the producing world when on the show, phones don't go the way you want. Someone may say something cool to the phone line's not great, but then the producer goes, well, they were great outside.
Well, it's true. They were.
Classic producer line, really, isn't it? It's in the producer handbook, page one, how to get your talent to forgive you for a shocking call.
But it's, you know, and you never get a producer going, look, I made a bad call there. That was my fault. It was just, no, they were great outside.
I don't know what happened.
Okay, but
and then
remember,
they throw their hands up outside, don't they? I don't know.
When you guys answered your own phones that day, I went home sick and you spoke to a woman, she sounded great. And then when you put her to air, it was like she was, you know, had her head out of a moving car.
Yeah, she sounded great outside of
I actually don't remember that.
Neither do I. I thought all the phones we had were great.
I just don't remember when Grace isn't here, you know what I mean?
Block it from your memory because it's so awful.
Yeah,
it is horrible without you here, and we mean that.
Thank you.
It's not the same.
Horrible. Because we can't do anything,
mate. I don't listen when you're not here. And I don't listen when I'm not here.
No, fair.
Were there podcasts when I wasn't here?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't remember.
I think a couple, not heaps.
See, I don't even know. Were there? God, I don't know.
You know, we need the three of us together to create magic.
I took 2 weeks stress
Menage
leave.
Menage magic.
I didn't listen at all. But I did listen the time when my pop passed away. I had to go back to mainland for a funeral. And I listened. I was driving to the airport and I was listening, streaming the show. And it was weird because, like, you guys are talking and I wanted to jump in.
Yeah.
But I'm not there.
You can't.
Sad. And like, you were trying to call to jump in, but there was no one outside to answer the phone.
I was great out in the phone.
You were great outside. I don't know what happened.
No, I think producer Grace didn't put me through because she...
Yeah, well...
She's after the hot seat, mate.
After
watch
the
yourself.
Big boy.
You guys should fight it out.
I'll watch. Jelly wrestling.
Not happening.
Why? Why?
Because I don't want you to get hurt.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. No, I'm not a fighter. I'm not a violent
no,
person.
No, you'll hurt me.
Oh.
My heart.
You are a fighter because there was that time in New York.
That was one time.
When you almost got in a fight.
Yeah, because she'd call me a s***.
You've got to beat yourself out.
You've got to beat yourself out now. You're giving yourself more work.
You s***.
Weirdly leave that one in there. Jim, a very lucky man in Melbourne, get this, who recently won $587,000 in the lottery in old Tats Lotto.
$587,000
he won. Get this, he shouted his mates a huge party to celebrate his win, which I love this.
I love this
so much. He said the party had heaps of entertainment, heaps of food and heaps of drinks. It was all at his house because he just wanted to, and his words, shout the boys. He wanted to shout the boys and celebrate his win. He said a lot of his mates that he invited to his party didn't even know that he'd won the lottery, and it was on that night that he told them.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't, I wouldn't, I would do that, I would have a party, but I wouldn't say I won the lottery.
Yeah, because then they start doing that old handout, don't they?
Well, it's twofold. A, it's not as impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone thinks you're a legend. Go, hang on.
If you just invite people over to and be like, I'm all drinks are on me, all foods on me.
Belvedere, Grey Goose, yeah.
Oh, I'll buy that.
Cascade.
Cascade, Clagers are on me, guys. I mean, that's just impressive, you know what I mean? You're just being generous. But if you win the lotto, it's like...
almost ruins it a little bit.
Yeah, and then the second thing is, once you tell people that, the hand comes out.
Yeah, and then they start asking, don't they?
Well, it's also then you go for like lunch and it goes, well, you can get it, mate. You won the lotto. You can do this.
Craig won the lottery. So how about you shout the boys again? Nah. Yeah, you're so right. Just so celebrate the win.
If I won lottery, I'd tell you and no one else.
Yeah.
Producer Grace? Sorry, I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, we can't. Sorry, mate. I also wouldn't tell you.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'd tell everyone, so it's all good.
That I won or you won?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't tell anyone I won. But if you were like, hey, I won the lottery, I'd be like, Jimmy won the lottery.
Yeah, no. See, that's what
would happen. That's fair enough. And see, I wouldn't tell anybody, but I'd be slowly put my hand out every now and then.
Even if you didn't tell me, I'd know.
Yeah.
Because I love you, but you're one of the world's cheapest people.
Oh, well, you know, because I'd be... My Ford Fiesta would have new custom wheels on it.
No, you just finally spend some money. I'd be like, nice one, lottery.
Nine sets of golf clubs. Yeah. I'd waste it on stupid things.
Yeah.
Dumb things I'd spend money on. Food and golf. That's it.
Yeah, but like, you don't buy undies. Like, you don't buy clothes.
Because I've got so many pairs of undies.
That are full of holes.
They're fine.
No, they're not.
I only had hemorrhoids once.
That's not anything to do with the quality of your underwear. That's to do with you pushing too hard. We've been over that. Someone from work saw your undies the other day.
Yeah, I've got to stop inviting people over to my house.
I know.
They go snooping.
Well, all your undies were on the line.
Yeah.
You know who it was. And then she grabbed me and she goes, do we need to get Nate some undies for Christmas? Because they're just full of holes.
People buy me undies for Christmas and I keep them all. And keep the old ones too.
You just need to.
They're good.
No, sometimes, they're not. Because I just do this with them. Like I just slowly pull my hands by. They go.
Well, that's why they have holes. Because you keep ripping
them. Slightly. One of the best Instagram stories I ever did was on my personal account with AT, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Because we needed to grab some clothes for an event. Mm. And I went into your undie drawer and I just started grabbing undies out and they got holes and people.
Everyone, stop going in my undie drawer. Stop looking at my undies on the line. That's it. If I win the lottery, I'm not having a party at my house because everyone's just going to go straight for my undies.
Apparently it was weird though. Like you did invite people to your house and you just had undies on the line. Apparently, I didn't see it.
That's not true.
Okay.
I don't even think they're on the line.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how did Holly see your undies?
No idea. Oh. You're going snooping, mate. Going undie snooping. Everyone, stop it. I'm going to stop wearing them in a minute. I'll start freeballing all the time. 13, 10, 60.
Can you turn Grace's mic on?
Nah, what?
You can't say that.
What, freeballing?
Yes.
Don't say it again.
Stop saying it.
I'll stop saying freeballing. 13, 10, 60. Give us a call right now. What did you shout your mates?
Discuss.
What did you shout your mates? Even if you didn't win a massive amount of money, you know what I mean? Maybe you shouted the boys like a night out. Maybe you shouted your mates a holiday. Whatever. T-shirts. I remember my 21st birthday party. I had shirts made for everybody. And I shouted them all shirts because I wanted everyone to have a little memento. Not many people wanted them because they weren't a great quality shirt.
No, well, I'm surprised. Did you buy them or did your parents sell them?
No, I bought those. That was supposed to, they're like instead of a lolly bag, I wanted people to have a shirt.
I didn't know you were 21. Refused to believe the story.
13, 10, 60. What did you shout your mates, Jim? This is after a very lucky man in Melbourne won $587,000 in the lottery. And to celebrate, he threw a massive party. Shouted his mates a massive party.
Now, I'm not even sure how we got onto it, but we also went on a real deep undie chat for about 3 minutes. So we also asked 13, 10, 60, undies discussed. Now, Holly is here in the studio. Now, Holly works with us. She is the one that told me about your undies the other day. Now, Holly, I thought, so Meg's partner was hanging them out.
Yes, it was like 2 weekends ago and I rocked up in the morning to pick up a dinner plate and some stuff from the night before and Meg was hanging out the washing because obviously you don't do the washing. And then I saw your jocks and they had holes in them. They'd seen some serious things. Yeah. It was putrid. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes in my undies. Cool. Yeah, Jimmy's done this for a long time. You live with me.
You need to buy more undies.
I have so many undies. No, the key is
I need to. You don't have to wait till Christmas to get new ones from your mum.
I need to throw the old ones out.
You
That's
do.
The problem.
You're there.
I'm an undie hoarder.
You've got undies from like 10 years ago.
They tell a story.
They all before I was born.
They all tell a story.
They've got multiple holes.
They're history.
And they're
you know
baggy.
What I mean?
Your pants stay up, but your undies fall down.
Oh, no. Yeah, say a prayer for Meg.
They all tell a story. You know when you cut a tree in half and you see all the rings?
No. That's,
if you cut undies in half, you can see all the...
Throw them out.
I'll start giving them away on the show. You know what I mean?
No one will call.
Oh, just what a waste. Throw them away.
They don't fit. They fall down.
What I should do is...
they're so gross.
Ones with holes in them. I should wear two and at least... Because the holes aren't always in the same spot. You know what I mean? So if I wear two pairs... No. You know what I mean?
Then no. Juicy Grace, sorry, canceled. Is this it?
This is how you leave the show.
Honestly.
We're letting you go. Hey, we love you, big guy, but this is it. This is the reason.
Yeah, well.
No.
Well, I'll take all my undies
I'm
and I'll go to somebody who appreciates
embarrassment literally just talking about it. Ew.
Greg from Risdon Vale. Greg, what did you shout your mates?
We've got a local footy club and we do a Tats Lotto draw each week and you pick your favourite number, so you win 400. We won at one time and we put 200 back over the bar for our Colts team because they lost the grand final.
Oh, mate, you deserve a round of applause for that, Greg.
So, Greg, while we got you, mate, do you think Nathan needs to buy some new undies?
Sorry?
Do you think Nathan needs to buy some new undies?
I'll even pay for them for him.
So you'll even shout me undies, Greg.
Great, man.
You'll put beers over the bar and you'll shout me undies. I want to do a show with you, Greg. Zach.
I said I'd buy you undies. You just refused to get any new ones.
Zach from Kingston. Zach, what did you shout your mates?
Well, I used to get paid cash in an envelope on a Friday afternoon and we'd always go down to Noppies and too many Saturday mornings I'd have... had shouted too many beers for my mates. That happened way too often.
All right, so you're just a regular shouter of beers for the boys, Zach.
Yes, I was.
Is it, Zach, is it because you get all your cash given to you an envelope and you just think you're flush with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Till I looked at it on a Saturday morning, I wasn't flush anymore.
Zach, and also, I'm assuming you then got a name for yourself and everyone's like, if we hang around Zach, he'll be shouting the boys constantly.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
See?
Again, you sound like a good bloke, Zach. Any chance you want to buy Nath some undies?
Oh, I could buy him some undies, but I like the idea of the free ball as well.
Hobart, you have questions, but we have answers.
Jimmy and Nath's Ask Them Anything.
Yeah, look, Hobart, plenty of questions came in on the Instagram last night at Jimmy and Nath. Now, Nath and I are driving to Launceston later today, so we'll try and answer all these questions. So
yeah,
if you still have questions, slide into the DMs at Jimmy and Nath. Give us something to do on the drive up. Mm. But, Grace, you've got three for us right now.
Yeah, we'll kick off with a Christmas-themed one to start with. This one comes from at KellyG_82. My kids want to know what you want for Christmas.
I'm difficult to buy for. I never know.
Undies.
There'll always be undies. But it's not what I want.
What do you want? I don't know if I want anything.
I want new boots.
Oh. Blunnies?
Nah, footy boots. I'm getting back at. No. I think I want some new blunnies. I want some dress blunnies. Knock around blunnies. I just need some dress blunnies. I don't have any nice black boots.
Nice black boots.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I'm really hard to buy for because if I want something, I go get it. You know what I mean? When you work hard for it, you get it.
Maybe just give you cash or a voucher or something so you can go and buy it yourself.
I know cash gets a bad name, but I think like a nice...
Cash is great.
A nice card with some cash, because like a card, you could write a lovely message, something personal, and then the cash, well, you can go spend. You buy something that you need.
I won't even worry about the card. You know, write on the envelope where the cash is in.
No, I think that's...
Merry Xmas.
Just their name. Nice.
Just J. J underlined.
That's what you're getting, Grace.
Cash.
G.
Yeah, cash. Minus
I'll
the
take
cash.
Minus That's the cash. Minus the cash.
Just an envelope that says G.
We got another Monopoly ball. We'll use some of that Monopoly money.
Question number two. This one comes from Ella Mae Wilson. What's your favourite Christmas carol?
Carrie. Tommy. Big more, maybe.
I know, I like her all year round, not just at Christmas.
What's your favourite Christmas carol?
Or song, because carols and songs are different.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a Michael Bublé one that I really like.
Is it a classic?
Come home? No, it's like, please come home, Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Christmas.
I mean, he didn't write that one, but his version.
But his version of it is good.
Baby,
yeah,
please come home.
Baby, please. Yes.
Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Maybe. Christmas in brackets, baby, please come home. I don't know. Cher does a version of it too.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're on. I think that's the one I really like too. Christmas. Anything Bublé, the whole album.
Bublé's good. I mean, Mariah Carey, I know. Yeah, it is a really good song.
Wham, Last Christmas. My favourite is, I know it.
There you go.
This is
so good. How good is this? You know, after Christmas lunch.
We're going to play this on the show.
That's a banger.
Not now, but maybe later.
Question. Do you want to move on to the next question? You got a Christmas carol.
No, you can move on.
This one comes from @Madrick2000. What do you see yourselves doing in 5 years' time, and will Lovely Grace be a part of it?
Lovely Grace.
Lovely Grace.
Who's that?
She'll still be getting envelopes with G on it.
Maybe no cash.
Cash in it.
Still no cash. I'm hoping it's still radio because we love it.
Look, I mean, we love this job. Hopefully, we're still doing it. But I mean, we want to do it. Long term, but it's a very hard industry. Like, people lose edge all the time. So, but yes, Grace will still be a part of it. She's part of the team. So,
thanks.
Yeah,
that's nice.
And that's in that envelope is your severance package. Your redundancy.
If I ever get handed cash in an envelope, I know I'm in trouble.
Your letter of redundancy.
Yeah. On the front, Grace, we love you. Inside, yeah. It's been nice.
No, we'll still be doing radio.
Yes.
Yeah, mate. If you're gone, we're gone too. So don't worry about it.
Good.
So, yeah. Maybe because we'll do something wrong, blame you, and we'll all go down together.
Yeah, we should make a pact that even if we lose our radio jobs, we all work together.
Oh, yeah.
Like in a cafe or something.
Like we could start a cafe.
Yeah, let's make a pact, right, Jim? Shake my hand. There you go. This is a deal. There we go.
Don't get to shake hands. That's cool.
Nath, we need to issue an apology.
Yeah.
We don't always get it right on the Jimmy and Nath show. And yesterday on the show, I was chatting about a list of Australian baby names that are at risk of becoming extinct. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there are no babies with these names. Now, one of those names for boys was Royston.
Royston. Spelt R-O-Y-S-T-O-N.
Yeah, Royston.
Yeah, Royston.
Which you and I didn't even think was a name.
Never heard of it before.
Never heard of it. I'd never heard of it. You never heard of it. Producer Grace, also, you've never heard of it either?
No, never heard of it.
Yes, which then led us to ask 131060, is your name Royston?
Yeah.
And this happened.
She's written that this person's name is Royston. There is no way. All right, here we go. Royston from Dromedary. Is your name actually Royston?
Yes.
No, it's not. Really?
Yes. Yep.
What's your full name?
Royston Featherstone.
No. Can you send us some form of ID via the socials?
No, I'm driving, but
I don't believe you, Royston.
Now, we need to apologise because after the show yesterday, many people messaged us on Facebook and Instagram with screenshots of Royston's Facebook page.
Saying they knew Royston Featherstone.
There was multiple photos of him. People sent his Facebook account, Royston Featherstone. He's a real man. So we need to get him on the phone next and apologise for A, making fun of his name.
Yeah.
Royston, by the way, I was only laughing because Royston Featherstone's an amazing name.
Of course it doesn't. It's not a normal name that you hear every day.
My name, Jimmy Guys, hey, yeah, I'm talking, is James Smith.
Yeah.
Right? So when I hear the name Royston Featherstone, I'm like, what a great name. It can't be real.
It sounds like you own a castle, you know, somewhere.
So, look, we're going to apologise to Royston next on the show. Producer is trying to get him on the phones now because, yes, he's a real person and he does live in Dromedary.
And we've been on his Facebook. He has a Facebook.
He's real.
He's a real person. He's a real person. All right. Jimmy and Ace, formal apology to the one and only Royston Featherstone next.
Nath, if you could give me the sad music.
I certainly can.
Because we need to issue an apology. Yesterday on the show, I was chatting about a list of Australian baby names that are at risk of becoming extinct because no one are calling their babies these names. And one of those names was a boy's name by the name of Royston, which you, Nath, me, Jimmy, and producer Grace, we hadn't heard of.
Never before.
So when a man from Dromedary called and he said his name was Royston Featherstone, I just didn't believe it.
And also said he was driving so he couldn't provide any ID. straight away, Jimmy and I, we're sniffing stuff out going, is this true?
Look, again, my name's James Smith. So when any, I think it's a bit of jealousy as well. When I hear a name like Royston Featherstone, I'm like, well, that's the best name ever.
It sounds regal. It sounds important. Yeah. Nathan Roy, James Smith, Grace Guard. Yeah, oh, Grace Guard's kind of cool.
I like Grace Guard.
Grace Guard's
it's
cool.
It's quite nice. But and Royston Featherstone. Mm. So after we chatted to Royston Featherstone from Dromedary, a lot of people messaged us on Instagram and Facebook, sending us screenshots of his Facebook page and
real
photos
person.
Of him and going, you idiots, he's a real man. So, Nath, round of applause. Please welcome to the show, Royston Featherstone.
Royston, welcome.
Thank you.
Mate,
we're so sorry. We're so sorry.
We need to apologise, Royston. We now know that you are a real person. Your name is Royston. Is it Heath Featherstone?
Keith.
Royston. I'm sorry again.
God damn it, Nate! Trying to apologise to this man and you're making it worse.
I don't believe that your middle name's Keith.
Royston. Royston, we need to apologise because many people sent us screenshots of your Facebook page. So we have confirmation you're a real person. We're sorry, mate.
No, that's all good, mate. All good.
Royston, you know, I'm going to give you $50 to spend at the Cheesecake Shop as well. Christmas deliciousness thanks to the Cheesecake Shop, Main Road, Glenorchy. So, and I've asked them to write Royston Featherstone on the cake for you as well. How's that sound?
Sounds good, thank you.
That is all. Mate, has this ever happened before? Maybe at school when they're reading out the role?
A restaurant.
Yeah, but are people going, no, that's fake?
No.
It makes us feel even worse.
Yeah. There's only know two others, and that's Royston Carr.
Yep.
Yeah.
And another one that works at Bunnings.
Another Royston at Bunnings.
Well, apologies to all Roystons. Maybe you didn't think that one through yesterday. What was going through your head yesterday, Royston, when we were chatting to you going, come on, Royston, this is a fake name?
Just had a laugh with you boys.
You're a good man, Royston.
The name Royston Featherstone, it sounds like you're royal or something. Do you have a royal bloodline? Is there anything kind of famous in your history?
Not at all.
Featherstone's a great last name as well. Like it's a solid name.
J.K. Yep. Rowling never reached out asking you to be a character?
No.
Really?
I love your name, Royston. Again, my name's James Smith, so Royston Featherstone.
Well, Royston, from the bottom of our hearts, do you accept a Jimmy Nath formal apology?
I do indeed, mate.
Good on you, buddy.
You're good. Look, Royston, you know what? Round of applause, Nate. Thanks for being
good on you, Royston. You're a good sport.
Thanks for letting us have a laugh.
We'll give you the cheesecake, $50 cheesecake voucher. That's all yours, buddy, and you have a Merry Christmas, okay, Royston?
Yeah, you too.
We love you, mate. It is Hit 100.9. Jimmy Nath, thanks for joining us. And Jim, Out Tennis is a club for LGBTQI+ community and their allies. Please welcome former secretary, Dr. Cyan Baxter, and current club secretary, Brendan Oliver, to the studio, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome. Actually, we were just talking before, Cyan, you just said to us, you guys are very good projectors, which is awesome. And thank you for being your own woo people.
Nobody else cheers for us, we will.
Yeah. Were you cheering for each other or yourself?
It depends if we're playing against each other or not.
Yeah, that's look at the competitive spirit already coming out.
Have you guys played each other a few times on the court or
how? Yeah, socially, absolutely. Not from a competitive point.
You've destroyed me socially.
Yeah, I have actually, but I can't beat
I can't
in
believe
competition.
I just admitted that.
I can't beat in competition.
No, it never happened. It was a dream.
It was socially though, like you weren't really on your top of your game. Yeah.
Thank you. That is absolutely where I was going with that. I was lulling you into a false sense of security if we ever do play competitively.
I'm known as one of those who fail in competition.
Oh, you won an award last time though.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. It was the first time ever.
Oh.
Look at you guys looking after each other.
So supportive.
I've been trying hard.
So, let's start with you. Out Tennis. We have had you on the show before to tell us a bit about it, but can you remind everybody what Out Tennis is and what it does for the community?
Out Tennis is an organisation that was set up back in 2017 to begin with tournaments once a year, and we became official club last year. We work with the Rainbow community, bringing them together on the court and also socially to enjoy a hit of tennis and have lots of laughs.
And Brendan, you've recently received an award as well for your work.
Yeah, we did. Taz Pride, which is an amazing organisation down here in Tassie supporting the LGBTQIA+ community, had an awards night, their inaugural awards night the other night, and we managed to pick up the Sport Achievement Award, which is awesome recognition, I think, not just of the role that we're playing in the community, but the main push behind the award was how LGBTQIA plus organisations are coming together with the greater community and forging relationships between the two. And the award recognised the work that we're doing to kind of destigmatise us playing sport, bring the communities together and say, hey, we're just interested in playing sport and we just want to bring people together to do that.
Since you guys have been set up, how have you seen it grow? Has it been pretty exciting to see how many different people are coming down to join up and be a part of Out Tennis?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've grown to over 50 members now and I think we get about 100 members who just come, or non-members who come socially to play as well. Okay. I don't think we expected to get anywhere near that number.
Oh, it's been an amazing year. Yeah. And our outreach goes across the state. So we have people in Launceston as well attached to our club. And it's just a really amazing feel when you meet new people. And most weeks you go and there's new people there and you introduce yourself and they come along and have a hit and a smile and feel connected to the community and also the sport.
That's interesting. How does it make you feel when you see someone come down for the first time and then they show up again the week after? That must make you guys feel pretty good to know that not only did they have a good time, but they want to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we normally start with a, hi, how are you? Say their name.
And
Hi, how are you?
Jump on the court. Yeah.
But I think what makes us unique, so full disclosure, I moved down from Sydney with my husband about 6 years ago. What makes it tennis or hot, Hobart Out Tennis, unique is that our community branches across ladies, men, the entire rainbow community come along, and just watching even 18-year-olds come along for the first time and realize that this is a community where they can be themselves, where they don't have to explain who they are. They don't have to come with the whole, well, I'm kind of working out my identity. They can just be accepted for who they are. And then they keep coming back because they feel that acceptance and they feel that inclusion and they feel that they don't have to rationalize who they are.
Yeah.
That makes us, it makes us feel like we're doing our job well to bring those people together.
Well, Brendan, just quickly, speaking of not having to explain yourselves, you just said you're from Sydney. You are wearing a Sydney Swans beanie, so you don't have to explain.
Out and proud. Stop the rest of the identity. I'm out and proud about my Swannies.
Loves the Swans. Well, I guess if people listening to the show right now want to be involved, what is the best way to go about that and how do they do it?
Oh, there's lots of different ways to find out about us through social media. We also play every week on a Tuesday. We currently play...
Currently at Lindisfarne.
Lindisfarne Tennis Court, but as of the 6th of January, we're moving back to the Domain, which is basically our home and has been for the whole year. And so you can find us through the Domain Tennis Centre.
There's a big tournament as well happening in January.
We're lucky enough to be affiliated with the GLTA, which is an international tennis
semi-pro tennis world tour.
Whoa.
And we're one of the affiliated tournaments there. So the last few years we've had players come down to our January tournament from all around the world. I was interviewed on Centre Court a couple of years ago with a lady from France who came just for the tournament. But we've had every continent represented as part of our tournament. Most years we're affiliated with the Hobart International, but obviously the last couple that's had to be cancelled.
We haven't cancelled.
The
Hobart International has, so we've always been playing the last 5 years. So.
You guys always push through, which is good.
We always push through, absolutely. So this is our sixth one coming.
But amazing. There's also, like, you can come in as a D player, A, B, C, open. So whatever your standard is, you'll find a spot in the tournament.
Amazing.
And that's 14th to the 16th of January, so coming up very soon.
Yeah, we play the doubles and singles. So we have doubles, we have over 45 doubles, and we have the singles. It's hugely, we have up to 80, we're hoping maybe about 100 or so this year coming down.
Awesome.
We're looking for a high contingency of locals as well, but the competition is fierce, but at the same time, really social. It's an enjoyable. It's really great. And loads of people come out and watch, and it's a really fun day.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Cyan Baxter, Brendan Oliver from Out Tennis. More information, guys, play.tennis.com.au/Hobart Out Tennis Club. Guys, before we do let you go, you both have these amazing hoodies on that say hottie in the rainbow colours. I'm an XL. Jimmy's a large. Producer Grace is a small. If you want to come on the show again, we need three of those.
There you go. Merchandise everywhere.
Don't bring us a Swannies beanie either.
Rubbish.
Will get you anywhere.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Hey, guys. Well, this is awkward. The podcast is over.
That's it.
You should not be here anymore. I know it. What you're doing, you're probably seeing on the podcast, it's like, oh, there's still 30 seconds to go.
Round of applause for getting to the end.
Oh, yeah. Well done to you. Unless, of course, you skip to the end. You cheats.
But, yeah, stop listening.
Yes, it is. It is done,
guys. It's done.
It is done.
That's it.
This is just a little... We've just decided to put this on the air.
This is just us to tell you that it's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing else. There's literally nothing else.
You can keep listening, but it is just Nathan and I telling you, our listener, that there's nothing else.
We might even leave a little bit of silence just to really ram home that there's nothing.
Nothing else.
Ready?
Yeah. That's it.
Told you.
Stop.
It's done. Get out of here.
Stop listening!